But we've already done the heavy lifting of understanding how her poems work, how they dance, and how utterly intense they are. So here I just want to invoke her sense that the infinite is both blessed and perhaps beyond her own possibility. Dickinson, in part, left Mount Holyoke because it was a place of intense pressure to be a Christian, which meant, in her terms, having an ecstatic experience, an experience of being saved, of being touched by God or Christ. And while she seems to have been a believer, she never had that experience, and she resented being supposed to have one. In her own family, there was such pressure on her, and certainly her era witnessed a Christian reinvigoration that was difficult to resist. I don't know that I'd say that she entirely resisted, but she was true to her own feelings, her own experience, and not the least interested in falsifying them. While many might declare themselves to be born again, probably far less actually had such a touched-by-God experience, and many were doing the socially correct thing. Dickinson was not socially correct, was not touched by grace, though she was often gracious. I had thought a little bit after I wrote this that maybe she was touched by grace so often she just didn't find it special. But I'd have to think about that one a little more. Mentally, she considered heaven out of experience because it is so glorious it would require the dissolution of the mind to sense its wonders. Heaven is so far... I'm not going to jump there yet. Okay, heaven is so far of the mind... This is poem 370, that were the mind dissolved, the sight of it by architect could not again be proved. Heaven is so far of the mind that were the mind dissolved, the sight of it by architect could not again be proved. She appreciates its wonder, its vastness, but senses a distance from it, though she believes it should be no further than here. But where is here?